Hello there, I'm Miranda Gretton, and this is Take a Moment with NCHC, the show where we talk to you and your colleagues about experiences that affect you. Listen on your drive between patients or in your downtime, whenever you get the chance to take a moment.
Oh, hi, my name is Jess. I'm a return to practice physiotherapist, currently working on Foxley Ward at Dereham.
Hi, I'm Zoe Carroll. I'm an AHP clinical educator.
We're talking today about return to practice. So tell me, Zoe, what is return to practice?
So return to practice is all about supporting people who may have been qualified to return to the register. So as a qualified clinician, whether that be nursing or whether that be one of the allied health professionals or AHP, as we often call them, we have to be on a professional register. So for AHPs, that is the Healthcare Professions Council register or HCPC. And for nursing and midwifery, that's the NMC. So the Nursing and Midwifery Council register. So when we qualify, we have to sign up to those if we want to practice our profession. However, obviously, everyone's career journeys take them in very different directions. So we have some clinicians who might work for a period of time and then for various reasons may go off to pastures new. Or indeed, we might have some clinicians who haven't registered previously, who might have, it might have been quite a while since they originally qualified. So it's all around the process of supporting someone who has been out of practice for a period of time to be up and running and practicing their profession once again.
Okay, so you could have been registered for years, say, but then decide you want to do something different, have a bit of a career change. Do you have to be away from your registration for a certain amount of years before you have to then sort of re-register, if you know what I mean? Or can you go away for a bit and still come back and be registered? Like, is there a time frame?
It's recognised that the time frame will be quite different depending on how long you've been away from your practice. So, for example, if you've been away from practice for less than 2 years, you don't have to do any form of updating at all. You can just re-register and that's absolutely fine. However, if you've been away for between 2 and 5 years, you would have to do 30 days of skills updating, as they call it. And if you've been away for more than 5 years, that's then 60 days of skills updating.
And that is really just to sort of get you back into the swing of things. Is that the point behind that?
You know, it's fully appreciated by the professional bodies that once you've done your qualification, you are a qualified professional. So it's not about having, you know, you having to do any sort of retesting or anything like that. It's really just having that period to support people to get back into practice kind of confidently and safely.
Is this scheme purely for physios or can anybody kind of take part in this?
Return to practice is an option for anybody who is looking to re-register with the HCPC. So as a trust, we have 5 different allied health professions working with us. So we've got dietetics, we've got speech and language therapy, we've got occupational therapy, podiatry, and of course, physiotherapy, like Jessica. So we would be able to support anyone returning to practice with their journey in any of those professions.
So, Jess, you have been through this experience, haven't you? So I'm interested to hear your story. What were you doing before you decided to have a break and why did you decide to have a break?
So I qualified from Southampton, had a qualified with a physiotherapy degree from Southampton in 1998. And I worked for 10 years in the NHS. I mainly did inpatients. The last 5 years of my career before I had a break from practice, I was a senior physio at Guy's Hospital. I was the lead physio on a research project looking at exercise on dialysis, and I was the lead for the renal and transplant unit, which is very large. From Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital, I actually moved across to work at the Chartered Society of Physiotherapy. I was a national officer there for 10 years. I worked more in the employment rights team, so I was doing more around kind of workers' rights, equality and diversity, research and policy around workplace rights. So because I was working there, I wasn't doing any direct patient care. So after a couple of years, I let my Healthcare Professions Council registration lapse, and that was in 2012. But I continued to work at the Chartered Society of Physiotherapy until 2018, and then subsequently, I kind of moved away from health. I worked for 3 years at a charity for people, homeless people with complex needs, as an advice worker, and then I did a master's degree.
as that 2 years was approaching, you could have said, "Oh, right, I need to just go back and do a little bit to keep my hand in." Was that something you could have done? But obviously this was a conscious decision not to because of where your career was heading.
Yeah, I could have done. I mean, and I did kind of put out feelers to do some bank work and some private work, but that just never really got off the ground. And because I wasn't doing any clinical work, and at the time I thought I wouldn't go back to clinical work, I let my Health and Care Professions Council registration lapse.
Did you always know in the back of your mind that you could return to practice if you wanted to? Did you know that that was a thing, or did you think once it's lapsed, that's the end of it?
No, I did know it was a thing. I think for a long time, I didn't think I would come back to clinical practice. That's been quite recent, but I did always know that it was possible to get your registration back.
What made you want to come back to clinical practice?
So I did my master's degree and then I moved back to East Anglia, and I was working for a small charity, but in quite an operational role. And although they were a fantastic employer, I've kind of had very little contact with clients, and often the whole job was based around a computer. I worked at home 4 days out of five. I'd be sat in front of a computer for 8 hours. Sometimes I wouldn't speak to anybody. And after a while, I just thought, you know, I say it was a great place to work, but I just thought, this isn't really what I want to do. This isn't really me. You know, I like to meet new people every day. I like to have challenges around like problem solving with other people and working in a team. And I just really missed that. So that's what triggered me to kind of look at my other options.
So did you look at other places as well as NCHNC?
No, I mean, I did also approach another acute hospital, but they didn't have any capacity to kind of support return to practice at that time in an allied health professional role. I mean, to be honest, when I contacted Zoe, I was still kind of toying with the idea. It wasn't an absolute definite for me, but she was so incredibly enthusiastic and supportive that I kind of... I didn't have any choice.
Oh, I'm blushing.
I love that though. Isn't that great that we had the capacity to support return to practice in the first place? Because that's fantastic. That obviously to hear that not everywhere does, but that is something that we offer is such a great opportunity. And also that it's our staff and their enthusiasm that really sort of sold it to you. That's great. What did that look like then? How did that sort of all come about? Did you made the decision to sort of start looking around, you contacted Zoe, and then what were the next steps in returning to practice?
So as Zoe said, depending on how long you've been off the register, it depends on what you've got to do to fulfill the return to practice requirements. So because I'd been away from the register since 2012, that was 11 years, I had to do 60 days updating, and updating can take three different forms. So you can do supervised practice, you can do private study, and you can do formal study. And it's up to you to an extent what format your return to practice takes, I guess, depending on your kind of individual circumstances. But you can't do more than half of your days as private study. And for me, I really wanted to do supervised practice for two reasons. I think it felt like the best way to kind of get back into the profession and have an understanding of like where physiotherapy was at. And also, in many ways, the hours tick up much quicker if you're doing supervised practice, if you're doing blocks of time, than private study. So I asked Zoe if it would be possible for me to do 3 days a week in one or several settings within the trust, because I was still working 1 day a week at my old employer. I think that I didn't quite realise how much of a commitment 420 hours clinical work and study is. Even though it sounds relatively straightforward, I didn't have quite such a feel of how long it was going to take. In retrospect, I think I probably would have looked more closely at my finances and would have stayed working in paid work for longer. So I'd really encourage anyone just to look really, really carefully at what options you've got available with regard to like your living expenses, or whether you could undertake the hours in a paid role. I started the return to practice kind of journey effectively, like the first hours toward the end of February with private study in my own time. And then I started working at Norfolk Community Health and Care Trust at the end of March, on the 27th of March.
And today, the day that we're recording this, is your final day, isn't it?
It's my final day of supervised practice, yes.
And how's it been? How have you found it?
I mean, in many aspects, it's been absolutely fantastic. Everyone I've met has been incredibly friendly and helpful and supportive. You know, I had concerns about people thinking of me as a bit of a dinosaur qualified in the 90s, you know, and that, you know, that to be old school or whatever. But everyone's been incredibly friendly and supportive. I started off working at the Coleman Hospital. So I was working at Pine Cottage, which is amputee rehab, and Caroline House, which is complex neurological rehab. And then I was lucky enough to be offered a job by the Trust. And because of that, prior to even starting that, I moved across to work at Foxley Rehabilitation Ward at Dereham. So I've seen, you know, a variety of settings and I've worked with a variety of people. And yeah, it's been just an incredibly positive experience for me. It's slightly longer than you think it's going to be. You know, I think 60 days sounds a bit like 2 months. You think, oh, well, that's no problem at all. But actually, you know, 60 working days is 3 months. And then, you know, life gets in the way, doesn't it? Childcare and school holidays and caring responsibilities and things. So, you know, perhaps that it has taken longer than I anticipated, but, you know, I'm here now.
Well, congratulations on finishing it. I am interested, you said there about worrying that people would think that you had maybe didn't have sort of up-to-date ideas as to what was going on because of when you qualified. Was there anything that has changed that you thought, God, blimey, that is totally different to how I used to do it? Or, you know, how did you find that transition?
I'm not really, if I'm honest. I mean, I guess electronic notes is a big change. Obviously, when I qualified, we wrote very brief handwritten notes, and now they're, you know, more extensive, but also electronic, which is really positive in many ways because you can actually read them. You know, and some aspects have changed, but many haven't, you know, and people that you work with and the teamwork is still the same. Yeah, no, it's been like coming home, really.
So, Zoe, let me ask you then, why is returning to practice such a good thing specifically for our trust?
Having someone who returns to practice is such a wonderful thing for, you know, any team, any trust. You're essentially getting a member of, you know, a colleague who has got a wealth of experience, not only clinically. I mean, quite often people might be at quite a senior level when they've left the profession, because that could be for many different reasons, whether that be, you know, childcare, looking at different career options. So when someone does return, not only are you getting someone who has got all that wonderful wealth of clinical experience, you're also getting someone who has got a wealth of experience undoubtedly in other parts of their professional and personal life as well. So you're getting a fantastically well-rounded colleague. The wonderful thing about supporting somebody is that the guidance around how to do those hours, as Jessica said, it, you know, it's left very much up to the individual, because it does completely acknowledge, I think I mentioned earlier, it does acknowledge, you know, you are a trained clinician, that hasn't gone away just because you haven't been practicing recently. So it's really just about updating those hours. And we can support people to do that in different ways. So in some people's instances, they might want to kind of crack on, hit the ground running, and in which case it might be best for them to have an honorary contract in which to do those hours. So, for example, if they're interested in a particular area, but there might not be a vacancy there, whether that be a geographical area or a particular specialty, then perhaps an honorary contract might be the way to go. Or indeed, if somebody is particularly interested in a role within a team, then there would be absolutely nothing to stop them applying and potentially doing their hours initially as an unregistered member of staff, but progressing on to, you know, a registered banding once they've finished their required hours. So there's a number of different ways that we can support it, and you know, we're more than happy to make it work as best we can for that individual, really. We completely acknowledge that everyone's circumstances are different and the amount that they might be able to work per week is different. So we really just want to make things as smooth and easy in terms of a transition as possible, really.
How can someone go about returning to practice with NCHNC? What are the first steps?
So the first thing to do would be to get in contact with us, which you can do via our website, which is wearenchc.nhs.uk. And we have a dedicated email address as well, which is returntopractice@nchc.nhs.uk, which is monitored by our team. So if someone wanted to get in contact, we would then respond to them and arrange a meeting and learn a little bit more about that individual, what their past experiences are, what they would like their journey to look like, any specialisms that they're interested in. And then we would very much go from there in terms of supporting them as best we possibly could.
So, Jess, any tips for anyone who's thinking that they might return to practice? What kind of things would you suggest for people?
So on a kind of more general scale, I'd suggest looking at the Healthcare Professions Council website, because they do actually have quite detailed guidance notes on what the requirements are and what those different types of practice are. So what supervised practice counts as, what's the difference between formal study and private study. I'd also strongly recommend registering with Health Education England as a returner to practice, because you can access their SharePoint, which has a number of useful documents, but also you can access up to £800. So I've used that for kind of buying uniform when I started here on an honorary contract. I've used that for mileage to, out to Durham, and also accessing like a e-learning platform called Clinical Physio that's been really invaluable for me. Health Education England can also give you access to e-learning for health if you don't have that through your employer, if you're not doing supervised practice. It's been good for me because I think the reasons why I went into physiotherapy are still there. You know, that I like working with new people every day. I like working in a team. I like problem solving. I like every day to be different. And so coming back to physio, is that's still there. You know, even though I qualified 25 years ago, you know, that is still there in physiotherapy. And it's been a really good move for me. The trust has been incredibly supportive, and everyone I've met has been really friendly and encouraging. Really, within allied health profession, there's just so many options available for you. I mean, to be honest, before I came back, although I enjoyed working at the charity, my career just felt like a dead end. But now I feel quite excited. I feel like there's just so many options available within the trust. It feels like a really dynamic place to work.
Thank you for listening to Take a Moment with NCHC. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please visit the podcast intranet page to leave a comment and for details of our other episodes. You can also follow NCHC on all social media channels.